didn't look at any of the other cytokines associated with Th2, and they didn't look at any of the intracellular cytokines that you find with Th2. So a preponderance of IL-4 is there, but
I was seen in 1997, mm-hmm. And this article was written in 1998.
No, it was published in 1998. If you look at when, oh, here, it was received November 1997.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor.
So, in fact, I guess one would hypothesize that he would have been able to assess the IL-4 capacity for Michelle at that time, but did not.
Thank you.
Nothing further?
Nothing further.
Nothing further for this witness?
Just briefly.
Okay.
So, as Ms. Chin Kaplan just asked you, Dr. Gujo has published on the topic of Th2 skewing.
Yes.
So we can assume this is something he would have recognized in evaluating an immunological evaluation of a child.
I would have expected so if he felt it was important.
And Dr. Gupta's conclusions about Michelle were that she's normal.
That's correct.
No further questions.
Just one.
All right.
Doctor, the terminology that Dr. Gupta used was almost normal, didn't he?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, so does that conclude the witnesses for today?
Yes, sir, it does.
All right. I note that we're going to conclude for the day now, just especially for those listening in. Let me remind you, as I said earlier today, that we are going to be starting with the phone conference a bit late tomorrow. We're going to be taking one witness that will not be available via phone conferencing, although the testimony of that witness will be available on the transcript. So tomorrow morning we'll be starting the conference call 9:30 or sometime within shortly thereafter. So we are adjourned for today.
Thank you, sir.